isn't this show supposed to be about quiet times? Well, it doesn't have to be boring.
What's up, what's up, what's up? How you doing out there? You doing awesome? Are you doing amazing? Yeah, this is Wandile K, Mr. Mawanza, and I'm here with this awesome dude next to me called Mr. Luandos.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well.
You're doing very well, yes.
I like the weather outside. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing amazing. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, and how was everything with the Word of God? Did you do your awesome quiet dives?
Yeah. Ready now.
Yeah.
Talk about things that make things happen.
Yeah. I see.
Not a saying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a famous,
yeah, I'm ready now. I'm ready now to talk about the Word of God. Yeah. You know, this is our show, Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity. That's where you find us, myself, Luando, and AKA Mawanza. We are from the South, South Africa, Johannesburg. That's where you find us. And more about me, my dad, I thought this was going to come in an awkward way, but my dad is from Chile, my mom is from South Africa, one of the, do you call them the, it's not a religion, it's actually a tribe called the Xhosas. That's Wandile's tribe also, so yeah, when you look at me, you actually see a colored, but this color, that's what we say here in South Africa. So if you like mixed race, they call you a colored. You see what I'm saying? So yeah. And I love who I am. I'm thankful to God for who I am. What do I love? One thing that I love is speed. Do you know when we talk about speed, man? You know, in probably like 30 something million kilometers, a star is able to travel for a second. You see, so there's something about the speed. But what makes me love speed is it's the whole concept about God Himself, because God, He beats any speed.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how the enemy can be so fast in his plans and when he has concluded. But guess what? God is just everywhere. So that's why He beats any speed. Even in the last second, God is there. You see, so I love speed. That's why I love, like, you know, the nice cars like Lamborghini, Bugatti, Koenigsegg, and all that. You see, BMWs, yeah. So that's my stuff, and that's who I am. Yeah. And I'm very devoted to Jesus. He's my life. And as I said, one day I believe, according to God's promise, I will get married to this beautiful, beautiful girl. And that's who I am. I gave you a brief about myself. Yeah, as I said, this is next to me, AKA Mawanza, my brother in Christ.
Yeah, before you come to me, are you looking forward for that beautiful, beautiful girl?
Obvious.
Yes.
That's obvious, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so as Luando has just decided to introduce to himself, which is awesome, and I'm Wandile K, Mr. Mawanza, from the awesome Johannesburg, South Africa. You know, it's an awesome country out there, you know. This is a country where it's full of diverse culture, diverse languages and so forth, you know. And as Luando said, is from the Xhosa family as well, and also Chilean. Well, him is a mixed. Me, I'm just one. Xhosa
yeah,
all the way, you know. And it's one of the cool culture in South Africa. You know, it's awesome. Like, if you out there in another country and you would want to come and see or probably research about this, you should come too, because it's one of the awesome. And one thing I can tell you guys, that the country, as I say, it's awesome, it's beautiful. You can even check out the stuff. I remember, I think about 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, I can't remember when was it, but they were celebrating the anniversary of the Table Mountain cable transport. You know those things?
Yeah, I know.
Where they go with cables. Yeah. And that's one of the awesome things. It's in Cape Town by the Table Mountain. It's like awesome. Even though I haven't went there, but I've seen it, but I haven't went there. But it's awesome and all that. So you should come too. And just to speak about myself, you know, as I said, I'm Xhosa, living in Johannesburg South. South Africa. And I also love speed. I love cars, you know. Also, like there are a whole lot of cars that I literally love. Like so, there are times where, like, you know, there are times where, like, I sleep. When someone in line, boom, a car just comes in my mind, and I'm like picturing myself driving a car. And then I wake up. I'm like, no. I wish this was real now.
that's
one of those things there. And also, I love Jesus. You know, I'm devoted to Jesus. You know, and Jesus is one of, I love him so much. And that's briefly about me and so forth. Yeah.
That's what we live for.
That's
the very greatest thing that we live for. Again, this is a place to be where you get encouraged, where you get moved with the word of God. We call our show Quiet Time Show on Intensity. The reason why is so that we can help people, you know, so that they can further their relationship with God and they can hear from God. God can start helping them in every area of their lives and causing a change and an impact so that they can be able to influence the world out there and their families, because, you know, God wants our families to be blessed. I mean, that's a promise that he gave to Abraham, that, you know, through you families will be blessed. So that's what God wants for each and every family that we have in our communities, because everything that we are, our nation, our communities, our continents, they only depend on the structure of what, of the family. And the Bible actually speaks about Jesus having the government on his shoulders to bring what, to bring the structure into our lives. Because, you know, with the structure, with the proper system from God to govern, is able to do what, to actually bring beauty out of a chaotic place. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's why we love what we do, because it's very, very, very powerful. And we believe that you also, you are encouraged out there. Don't forget to visit our website, www.activefm.co.za.
Yeah, and don't forget to visit us on our awesome Facebook page, /@activefm247/@activefm247. And also not forgetting to visit us on our awesome Instagram @activefm247/@activefm247. You can also go on to our awesome YouTube channel, which is Active TV. And there, that's when we every week we podcast our awesome shows. It's awesome there. You can catch one of the shows there, even on YouTube, which is the movie show. It's one of the other cool show from Active FM. Just check it out, man. Don't forget to visit us on all those platforms that we've just mentioned. And by the way, on Facebook, you can comment on what we're going to be speaking about. There's this cool topic that you would literally love and so forth. So just hang in there. We're gonna be there.
Hi, this is Pastor Mike Sadie from Hillsong Church in Pretoria, and you're listening to Active FM, where Christ's music is hot music.
Man who's We're going down to meet a martyr, a man whose blood can make you clean. He bled for your forgiveness. He bled to make you free. So I'm standing as a witness to the mercy I receive. So follow me to the water, oh, drink and never thirst again, no, no. We're going down to see a martyr. He's gonna wash away your sins, gonna wash away your sins. He's gonna wash away your sins.
Music is hot music.
Yeah, and that was Chris Holland, the Matar featuring and toying.
Yeah. From Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intense City, where we are on fire for God.
Mm-hmm.
And this is who we are. We are crazy about Jesus. Specific Jesus. You know, you already talked about this interesting topic. At the same time, scary, because I was just looking at the at the comments on the page that you were looking at,
yeah,
and how people, like, they were responding and all that, like,
yeah,
what would I do? Mm. To be honest,
yeah.
And the topic is, would you die for your faith?
Mm. Yeah.
Would you die for the faith? And the article that we were reading was actually the exact question. Would you die for your faith? If someone had a gun on your forehead and asking you or telling you, commanding you, deny Jesus, what would you do?
Mm.
it's a hectic one.
Yeah, like I was reading, it's one of the what Rando has just mentioned, the site that I went to about would you die for your faith, just to read one of them where it says, this might be an extreme situation, but for the sake of debate, if someone had a gun to your head and told you to renounce your faith or die, would you? I have a hard time with this question, because while I believe in my faith wholeheartedly, my logic would be the obvious no. I have a 16-month-old, a family, a career, my whole life ahead of me. I feel guilty in a way, because I would value my life above all else thoughts. You see, when you can see with one of them, like, no, that's what they're thinking.
Yeah.
They're like, no, you know, because why? Because they with them, they thinking of a family wise back then. Would that if they would die? What about my family?
Mm.
What about my family?
Yeah.
But now, thinking about this, since now we're speaking about this topic about would you die for your faith? Now, in some other countries that are going through this situation, which is called the persecuted churches, etc., you know, and there was this video on YouTube where there was this few guys out there where literally they died for their faith. They literally died for their faith, you know. Some most of them, they were renouncing their faith there, and their heads got chopped off there by the sea and all that, you know. And with them, they literally could see that, you know what, even if they would kill me, I won't stop praising God. I won't stop praising Jesus, because Jesus has saved me, and etc. You know. So with us now, we're looking at it like, okay, you know, some of us, we're looking at it like, okay, should we die for Jesus or not, or whatever, you know. And that's why we're looking at it, because I don't know, probably myself, I don't know. it's one of the tweak question of would you literally die for your faith? Would you even die for your faith? And you out there, I want you to comment on Facebook, on our awesome Facebook page, and just comment your answer of like, would you die for your faith? Would you literally die for your faith?
This is interesting.
Yeah.
it's one of those topics, you know. Yeah. What would you say? I mean, there's a gun, and out of nowhere. Just out of nowhere, there's a gun, boom, on your face, deny Jesus, or you die. Not expecting nothing.
Yeah.
What would you do? You know, I actually had some thoughts long time ago.
Yeah.
And I was walking in town, and I'm thinking about, you know, imagine if these people, while I'm in town, and they capture me, and they put me in one of these, you know, deserted buildings, and there they're torturing me. No one sees, no one knows where I am, and they're telling me, you know, deny Jesus or you die. And at that moment, what would I do?
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So, and I will actually read the scripture, because we all know about what's happening about our Christian brothers. Not necessarily all, but most of us, especially if we are Christians, we know what's happening to our brothers. Like, if you look at the places like North Nigeria, you look at North Korea, you look at Eritrea, India. Yeah. And I was actually watching two videos, one from Nigeria, one from India. And there was an incident where people were worshiping and praising the Lord. Someone was preaching, and next thing, these Boko Haram guys, they covered, obviously, they had this mask on themselves, and then they just started shooting. During worship time, they started shooting, and people actually died in that place. You see what I'm saying? Without you expecting, and this thing actually happens. You see what I'm saying? And with that, it was not even the thing of, you know, we're putting a gun on you, you have a choice now to deny or not. There was just shooting that was open to people, and people were just dying. You can actually see people are running away, and it's a very, very painful thing. You see what I'm saying? And I mean, I remember one of the organizations that helped these guys, it was in Eritrea. And where people that would be kept in these containers, and it's very hot that side, and these things will actually burn people because of the sun and all that, and people will start losing their minds. People, they are hungry and all that. Why? Because of the persecution that's taking place on their lives. And another story that I was looking at, it's one of the guys in India who was evangelizing. Obviously, India is very broad, and because of its population. And they got this guy who was preaching in one of the villages, and they asked him, what are you doing? He told them, you know, I'm preaching Jesus. And the guys were like, you know, here is Hinduism religion. That's what we do. You can't preach your Jesus. And they started hitting the guy. And you could see the guy bleeding, and people just running with the sticks, and they started hitting the guy who was on the floor. They carried him, and they dropped him in one of the biggest holes there. And, you know, obvious, as a person, like, you look at the guy, I mean, he's out, and, like, you know, this person is actually dead.
Yeah.
But he didn't die. Someone who actually was involved, and that person was the cause of the situation. His wife actually told him, go check if this person is dead or not, because the guy was feeling guilty. And then when he went back to the hall, he got the guy and he was not there. So he had to take the guy to his house. But it's amazing, God saved him there. Why? Because his purpose was still very, very important. So one of the things that I was reading in the Bible, which is very, very interesting, is when the disciples in the book of Mark chapter 13, the disciples, one of the disciples actually came to Jesus. This is what he said. Verse 1 says, as Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings. Do you see all these great buildings?" Replied Jesus, "Not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down." And I think this is actually, you know, the best answer to our trials as Christians, because you can have this best life, you can have all this cash, you can have the family, but Christ is saying, you know, yes, it seems good, but after 200 years, guess what? All this can be gone. Nothing will be existing. And the most important thing is that you have to find a life that will still be existing even in 1,000 years, 50,000 years, 100 years to come, where you can exist, because the life here on earth ends. And the thing is, either you die with a gun or you die being sick, you're still gonna die. That's actually the thing. Either you die because they killed you or they skinned you because of your faith, or you die because you're sick, or the car bumped you, or on the road you're going to work, and guess what happened? Someone came and stabbed you, and they robbed you, or you got involved in an accident and your ribs were broken. But one thing that I know is that you're gonna die. But if you're dying for your faith, it's amazing, because you're dying for a purpose. Wow, in Christ even death can have a purpose. It's amazing with Jesus, even death in Christ can actually have a purpose, than just dying because of a gun or because you were sick. But I'm dying for something that's actually greater. And this is what Jesus is saying. He started telling them about the future, what will happen, how Christians will be persecuted, how there will be earthquakes, wars, how there will be false prophets. And we see some of these things, but he says, you know, these are not even the signs of the end, of my coming. But he's telling them about the future. I'm like, wow. You see, the greatest thing about Jesus, I don't know anyone that lived even 1,000 years ago and told people about what will be happening today. And that's what makes Jesus very, very different. And this is what he says. He says, you know, Mark chapter 13 verse 13 says, "Everyone will hate you because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved." And you see, that's the thing, I guess, as people we're missing. Because you don't understand the other side, now we fear. Imagine if you're living in a world, but your eyes are open to this other world, to see this other world. But now, when you compare the world that you live in, comparing the world that you live in to the world that your eyes are open to, your world is so small, like an ant. And the question is, if now they put a gun on your head, and immediately when you die, you will go to that bigger world. What's your story now? What's your story? Because that's actually like a promotion. You're being transferred to this bigger world, which is very big. You cannot comprehend. But now it starts. This thing makes a difference now. You see, when Stephen started seeing the heavens open and the Lord standing, he had courage and he knew that, you know, what I am dying for, it's actually greater. But another thing is that I can stand here like, yeah, I will die for my faith. Look, I don't desire to deny my faith. There's nothing in this world other than Jesus. But when you're caught up in that moment, and it's easy to deny, but one thing that gives me strength and that can give me the power to do the right thing right at that spot is the Holy Spirit. He will give me the strength to not deny Jesus. So that's actually the thing. But imagine if you really, as a person, you knew if you deny your faith, you will never be in an everlasting life. You see what I'm saying? Because end of the day, you can't say you are a Christian, and obviously most of the things that we say, yeah, but you know, I have a family, I have children, I need to raise them up, and I love myself. But the thing is, if then you believe in God, even when you're not there, you need to trust God that He will take your children. Because if you die because of cancer and you're 40 years old, who's going to raise your children? And that means now you're already living in fear. Why? Because there's no God in your life. And that's the thing. I mean, if God has taken care of you as you were growing up, surely He will take care of your children. But that's why you need to teach your children about who? About Jesus. You see what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is that there is a bigger world. And don't miss that world because of the fear of death. And again, don't, for me, you being useless if you're gonna die for anything than believing in Jesus. There is a bigger world. There is a bigger world. There is a bigger life that God has for us. Like, think about it. If you think about this, having a life here on earth, it's good in a way, but you take this goodness of your life, you times it by million, and that's how your life in heaven will be like. And there's no pain, there is nothing, there's God, there's no death, there is no starving. And I mean, then there is a reason then to not deny your faith.
Yeah. And you know this topic just makes me think of other things, like especially like what I mentioned before you came in about the persecuted churches and persecuted places there and all that. You know, like the guys can't, they get killed for their faith, they get killed and murdered for believing in Jesus and so forth, you know. And it made me think of somewhere in the line where, like, there's one pastor out there in India, I think, where, like, he wanted to go out and preach to the people out there, because he believed that, you know, since Jesus has saved his life, he can save the others as well. But now there's a problem now, even though he wants to go preach to the people now, but it's not there's a thing of, like, you know, he is risking his life, even though there's a risk out there, but he's doing it for his faith. He's doing it because he loves Jesus. He's doing it because he knows that, you know, what Jesus has done for him, he can do it for them as well, even though it's risky out there, because there are people out there that can just kill you. Because why? Because of you love Jesus, because you believe in Jesus and all that, you know. And with you, what would you do then if like with this question, what would you do if there was a gun in front of you? What would you do if, like, there was someone that's telling you that, hey, you deny your faith or I'm going to kill your children? I remember there's this story that our pastor spoke about, I think two weeks ago, Pastor Kevin Enslin, where he was speaking about I think it was a pastor and his family out there, and now with this pastor, he was preaching to the guys out there. I can't remember what the country, I can't recall the country, but he was preaching out there and so forth. And now
it's Colombia.
Yeah, Colombia, and now there were guys out there that was like saying that, okay, you better go away from this thing or I'm going to kill your family. And because he didn't stop his faith, he didn't deny his faith, the guys decided to wipe his family, which obviously now someone in line, people out there will asking, okay, what now, because of faith now family dies. because obviously others will have questions of like, okay, yeah. do I continue with this because now my family died because of what I believe. But now, just to know, yes, that would happen, but believe me, Jesus is still with you. Jesus, even in the Bible says, stand firm, because things will come your way. Even if it's bad, they're still gonna come your way, but you gotta stand firm. You know, people will also hate you, even if they will hate you no matter what, but you gotta stand firm, because you are with Jesus and Jesus loves you, you know. And it's how it is with the world out there. What would you do if you would die for your faith? That's the question. What would you do if you would die for your faith?
Knowing what you're dying to, it's very, very important. Especially now for us as Christians, we have a responsibility to really look after our brothers who are suffering, being imprisoned. They don't have those times, I mean, to be working and providing for their families. And it's very important that, you know, we take that step forward to help our brothers and sisters, because we are one body. And there's no way that you can say you belong to Christ if some part of Jesus is hurting and you don't feel the pain. So it's very important that now we start, you know, stepping up and helping and being united. And I mean, financially, I mean, there should be a sacrifice out of a heart of a Christian, because somehow, somewhere, your brother is struggling. And we're going to close with this. And it's amazing, because no one can just die for nothing. These people, they would not deny their faith, because they know that there's something that's greater out there. That's why we're saying, you know, the most important thing is that you know what you're dying to. That's the most important thing. So through this suffering, and maybe like, you know, what the hell, this is not for me, if Christianity is like this, and guess what, God will carry you, there is a better life. People rejoice right through that. Why? Because the Holy Spirit was there. You see what I'm saying? And God has still the best life for you. And maybe the person out there will say, you know, surely God is alive. That people will actually die, because even though people can be stupid, but they can never be so stupid that they can even die for something that doesn't exist. Surely this is your revelation to say, no, God exists, and you want to take a step forward with Jesus. And we give you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You can pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I accept you, as my Lord and Savior. Believe with all my heart,
and I confess with my mouth that you died
and you were raised, taken to heaven.
And right now you are seated at the right hand of the Father interceding for me.
Thank you for your power, for your forgiveness, protect me, carry me, help me, fulfill my purpose.
In Jesus' name
we pray. Amen.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening to an awesome, amazing show. You know, this was the greatest topic, eh? Would you die for your faith? You know, don't forget to comment on our awesome Facebook page for us. That's at ActiveFM247. That's where you can comment about, or by answering, would you die for your faith? Like, why? If you'd say no, then you can give reasons why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you die for your faith? You know, or etc. So yeah, don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za, and also don't forget to visit us on our awesome Instagram page at activefm247, at activefm247, and also on Facebook page forward slash at activefm247, and also you can go through our YouTube channel, which is Active TV, where you can find some podcast show about Active FM, etc. And it's so amazing, it's awesome out there. Yeah. Otherwise, myself, Wandile K, Mr. Mawanza, and Mr. Luandos, we are signing out. Peace out and God bless.
Christ music is hot music.
Active FM. Christ music is hot music.